James Corden, the British entertainer, has carved a unique niche in the entertainment industry. From his early days in British sitcoms to his reign on The Late Late Show, Corden's career has been a testament to his versatility and comedic talent. This success has naturally translated into a significant James Corden net worth, estimated to be around $70 million as of 2023. Let's explore the various avenues that have contributed to Corden's financial standing, including his life and career. Early life and stage beginnings. Corden's story starts in Hillingdon, England. Growing up in Buckinghamshire, he attended the Jackie Palmer Stage School, showcasing an early inclination towards performance. Interestingly, his classmate at the time was none other than future Academy Award winner Eddie Redmayne. Corden's academic focus, however, wasn't his strongest suit. He gravitated towards acting, making his screen debut in a black and white production, Breakthrough with Gavin and Stacey. The year 2007 marked a turning point. Corden co-wrote and co-starred alongside Ruth Jones in the BBC sitcom, Gavin and Stacey. This heartwarming comedy about a long-distance relationship between a couple from Essex and Wales became a runaway success, garnering critical acclaim and propelling Corden into the limelight. The show's success earned him a BAFTA Television Award for Best Comedy Performance. Expanding horizons. Corden didn't limit himself to television. He showcased his versatility on stage, starring in the National Theatre production, One Man, Two Governors. This critically acclaimed play eventually transferred to Broadway, where Corden's performance earned him a Tony Award for Best Actor in a Play. He also ventured into film, appearing in movies like Gulliver's Travels and Into the Woods. In 2015, Corden's career took another significant leap when he took over the reins of The Late Late Show on CBS. This late-night talk show became his signature platform for several years. The Late Late Show boom. Undoubtedly, a major chunk of Corden's wealth stems from his 8-year stint hosting The Late Late Show on CBS. He took the reins in 2015, and the show quickly gained popularity for its celebrity interviews, sketches, and viral segments like Carpool Karaoke. His reported salary peaked at around $6 million annually, a significant contributor to James Corden's net worth. While his hosting duties ended in April 2023, the show's enduring success undoubtedly continues to generate revenue through syndication and licensing deals. Beyond late night acting and producing, Corden's talents extend far beyond late-night television. His career began in the UK with the critically acclaimed sitcom Gavin and Stacey, which he co-created and starred in. He has also appeared in several films, most notably voicing Peter Rabbit in the live-action adaptation. These acting roles likely add a sizable sum to James Corden's net worth, with film salaries for prominent actors often reaching into the millions. Additionally, Corden has ventured into producing, further diversifying his income streams. His production company, Fulwell 73, is behind several projects, including the popular sports docuseries, One Day at a Time. Corden continued to explore other avenues during his Late Late Show tenure. He hosted prestigious award ceremonies like the Tony Awards and the Grammy Awards. He also dabbled in voice acting, bringing the mischievous Peter Rabbit to life in the live-action, animated film adaptations. Endorsements and brand deals. Corden's celebrity status. has made him a prime target for endorsements and brand deals. He has partnered with various companies, appearing in commercials and promoting products. While the exact figures are not publicly available, endorsement deals for high-profile celebrities can be lucrative, adding another layer to his financial success. Real estate investments. Like many celebrities, Corden has invested in real estate. He reportedly owns multiple properties in Los Angeles and his native England. The value of these properties would have undoubtedly appreciated over time, contributing to his overall net worth. A look ahead. Maintaining the fortune. While James Corden has stepped down from the Late Late Show, his career shows no signs of slowing down. He continues to act, produce, and explore new ventures. His established production company and his enduring popularity suggest a steady flow of income in the years to come. Additionally, his existing investments, such as real estate, are likely to continue appreciating, solidifying his financial security. Personal life. Corden is married to Julia Carey, and the couple has three children. Despite his fame, he maintains a relatively private family life, occasionally referencing his wife and kids in interviews but keeping them out of the spotlight. Does James Corden have a podcast? As of April 2024, James Corden doesn't have a solo podcast. However, he has participated in various podcasts throughout his career, including guest appearances on shows like Anna Faris Is Unqualified and Hiking with Kevin Hart. The intangibles of success. While the numbers paint a clear picture of James Corden's financial achievements, it's important to acknowledge the intangible factors behind his success. His work ethic, comedic timing, and ability to connect with audiences are invaluable assets that have propelled him to the top. These qualities are likely to continue serving him well as he navigates the ever-evolving entertainment landscape. Conclusion. James Corden's net worth $70 million is a testament to his multifaceted career and his ability to capitalize on his talents. From his early days in British television to his late-night dominance, Corden has consistently entertained audiences worldwide. With his diverse skill set and entrepreneurial spirit, his financial success seems likely to continue for years to come.